Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Every Tuesday afternoon, we try to find ways to live that little bit better or live well from people who've mastered all different aspects of it. And we've talked about laughter, yoga, baking, trying to get our financial affairs in order, hill walking. You can listen back to all the podcasts. They're on the News Talk app. Just subscribe there to Lunchtime Live. But today I'm joined in studio by a self-defence instructor with Hard Target Self-Defence, Aidan Carroll, and also instructor as well, Arena Young. Good afternoon. How are you?
Andrea, great to see you again.
How did you get involved, Aidan, in self-defence?
Oh, it's a long time back, Andrea. I'd go back to, I was about 8 years of age.
Right.
And I tested my mother. Bruce Lee was the hero of the day, like a lot of my peers, I suppose, at the time. Yeah, and I just moved on from there. You know, I started in traditional arts, freestyle kickboxing, and then ultimately self-protection is what we're teaching now. Mm. So a 25-30 year journey.
Right. More demand than ever, or like how has that evolved over the years?
I would say yes, more the demand than ever, Andrea, because what we're really specialising in is self-protection. Because a lot of people think of self-defence. I was just listening to your little intro there and I had kung fu fighting.
Yeah.
And that's the
karate
kid. We don't do that at all, of course. The physical aspect is probably 5% of what we do. Mm. It's really specialised in self-protection, Andrea. So everything that happens before the attack, recognising pre-incident indicators, if you like, before the actual attack. So that's really what we specialise in. We've kind of brought it around full circle, kind of holistically. Obviously, I'm a psychotherapist as well. So we bring in dealing with people that are suffering with trauma, mental trauma, people, survivors of assault, survivors of abuse, etc. So we're very much taking that holistic approach, as we have been doing for probably 10 years or so. Mm.
And does that, so that sort of broadens this then to a different clientele or demographic?
It does, Andrea, because I remember, go back, I suppose, about maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and my wife, she was in the office and she said, I'm looking at your bookings here. And she said, a lot of people are just wanting to talk. And at that time, Andrea, I said, it's really kind of outside of my knowledge base to sit with people and to talk. I wasn't a therapist at the time. But I could see that there was a call for that. Anyway, long story short, went back trained as a psychotherapist. And I could see the need for that and how the two of them basically supplement each other. Hugely important.
Yeah, it's funny, like, we've had many conversations here in the show over the years, Arena, where a lot of people will get in touch and tell me that, you know, maybe sometimes even after something that happened or a serious attack or something that makes the headlines, that they just thought to themselves, do you know what, myself, my daughter, my sister, my friend, we're going to go to a self-defence class, no harm in learning one or two tips or tricks. Yeah.
And Andrea, we've had so much of that where people, something, you know, unfortunately something happens and then suddenly they feel, actually, I might need this. And again, we talk about it as an environmental seatbelt and say, when you sit in the car, you put on your seatbelt without expecting to crash, but you wouldn't feel safe driving your car without it on. And it's the same with this.
Okay.
Saying that, look, this is something that you're saying, hopefully you'll never have to use it, but it's nice to know. I remember, Andrea, the very first time I ever met Aidan, he came to my college. I was just studying at the time. And I remember he got us to do a basic drill and I was in my head going, right, I have a little bit of martial arts experience and I was going, I want to know this, but I'm going, do I really need it? And I remember he did a walk and drill with us and he said, walk as if as you do walking around Dublin City. And I went, grand. You know,
phone in your hand, headphones in.
I did all of it.
Yeah.
All hands in the pockets, slouching down. And he said, now walk as if you're in a victim state. And in my head I went, oh no, my stance hasn't changed. And it was that moment, Andrea, that I went, I actually need this a lot more than I thought I did. And when people do come and they hear the theory behind it, which is what we start with, because it's massively important to get that self-protection aspect before the self-defense, they realize, I never knew how badly I needed this. I'm doing lots of little things that are bad habits that I've picked up and it's actually leaving me very, very vulnerable.
Well, I know myself, like when I walk in here in the morning, like, and it's, you know, it's bright, it's maybe 8:30. I will have the phone in my hand. I will have, you know, my headphones in and probably listening to whatever's happening on breakfast. And like so many of my peers, like nearly everybody I know, that's what they do, you know. So it is probably just that being aware of your surroundings and what's going on.
Absolutely. And Andrea, it comes down a lot to body language. You know, we would teach, especially we notice it a lot in the beginner weekend, which happens over 2 days. And the first day, everyone's a little bit nervous, as you are. And then on day two, you notice this massive shift in body language, that people just walk in a little bit more confidently, that they're holding themselves up in a slightly different way. And Andrea, most, you know, unfortunately, as we speak about victims, we're saying most people are picked based on their body language. Now you're saying, well, when you walk in the morning, people can tell in an instant how you're feeling just based on the way you portray it through your body language. So we would spend a lot of time focusing on that and saying, right, how to portray a confident body language.
I did a self-defence class with you for a rapport, Shaden. I was trying to think back. God, it must have been back in 2017 or a number of years ago anyway now, at this stage. But, you know, like, a part of me often thinks, I'd love to do more of it. I'd love to do a few classes. But then I don't, like, I wonder if something ever happened. I think I'd nearly be afraid to, like, I think a lot of people think you might provoke the attacker, you know, if you were to fight back. Like, is that a mentality that can be changed, or
it,
a mindset?
It can, Andrea, absolutely. That's a common question. So what we, as you've seen when you've done some training with us, it's very much focused on scenario training. So what do we think we will do? We don't actually know till we're in there, you know, till we're in the eye of the storm, so to speak. So our training really specialises, as you've seen when you were with us, scenario-based training and a continuum of stress. So we call it like a stress inoculation. But that starts off at a very low level and then we build up, you know, as the attacks get more sinister, at a level and at a pace that people want to do it.
How strong do you have to be, I suppose, starting out, Arena?
Doesn't require any strength whatsoever.
You don't need to be a gym bunny.
Oh, absolutely not. Andrea, I remember when I first started, and again, that was a similar fear that I had going, well, I don't know what I'm stepping into.
Yeah.
And I remember Aidan just spoke for the first hour and I was going, oh my goodness, this is all stuff that is just common, you know, it should be common sense, but it's not common knowledge of how to protect yourself. And when you do go through the program and you start the physical interventions, it doesn't require any strength whatsoever, no fitness levels whatsoever. So it's all about body mechanics and how you can use their weight against them.
Is it getting more popular? Like, have you noticed, is there an even split in the demographic or gender demographic?
Yeah, actually, interesting you should say that, Andrea. I was just thinking about that before we came in. And definitely, I think there'll be a lot more even split between male and female doing the classes now at the moment. Mm. And I'm the female coach in there, and I'd get a lot of female clientele. And again, you know, very different backstories, very different places they're coming from. But I think for a female, you know, you can see, Andrea, I'm not a big female. I'm a smaller woman, but it's very empowering to know that you can protect yourself.
Yeah.
And just to feel that you're not relying on somebody else. You're not relying on that, you know, external protection.
Yeah, yeah.
You're saying, actually, I feel confident that I can face whatever challenges will meet me.
We were only having the discussion here in the show last week, actually, about people teaching their kids to, you know, protect themselves or fight back, actually, if they were being picked on or been bullied in school. Is that often the gate opener?
Absolutely.
Really,
we have an anti-bullying program. We call it the AID program. So it's Ask, Inform, Defend. So basically that process, conscious of the time we have, Andrea, it's basically asking the bully to stop, which is often the hardest thing. Talking, using your voice, the most powerful tool you have. Informing everybody, so your parents, your teachers, never keeping it to yourself. And then defending. So if we have to defend, we talk about that and the legalities around that and why it's important. For the child's well-being, it's hugely important. But as a last resort.
Just finally, like, I know obviously you're in the business of self-defence and self-defence classes, but we've had this discussion too previously in the show. Do you support the idea of self-defence classes being taught or something similar to this in school? Or is it the responsibility of the school?
We do. We're teaching a lot of schools, as Andrea was asking the last question, Raina, about we see the demographic change and the call for it. We're getting a lot more calls in right now for schools. We've just come back from Galway. We're teaching a good few schools in Galway.
Okay.
So they're seeing...
They're bringing it in.
Yes, the importance of the anti-bullying programme. And again, using that voice, Andrea, hugely important. Building that confidence. So... you're doing a huge amount on all the pre-incident indicators, recognition of the red flags, listening to your intuition, hopefully being able to walk away when you get all that information. But when you can't walk away, that you be your own bodyguard.
Okay, that you're able to defend yourself. Yeah, you obviously enjoy it.
Oh, I love it, Andrea. It's a passion of mine and I'll always do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely, Andrea. And I think the one thing for me is I've gained from it is trust in my intuition.
Okay.
I think so many people second guess it. They already know when something doesn't feel quite right and they just overlook it. We go into denial.
Yeah.
And for me, it's taken me a long time of training to go, right, trust it. It will never steer you wrong.
Listen, it's been a pleasure to have you both in studio with us today from the Hard Target Self-Defence School based in Dublin.
Yes, North County Dublin, Lusk, North County Dublin.
Yeah, Aidan Carroll and Arena Leong, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the programme today.
Thanks,
Lunchtime
Andrea.
Live at newstalk.com is the email as always if you want to join us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron on News Talk.